turn our attention here this morning on the Tuesday Morning Show to our guest, Joan. Welcome to the studio, Joan.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's great to be with you.
Joan, is the correct title the president or the executive director?
Executive director.
Executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. And you've been on the job now for just a little less than a year. Is that right?
Yes. I came on in October and hit the ground running.
Well, let's get a little bit of an update about that first year. But maybe for our listeners who are not familiar with you or the chamber, give folks a little bit of a thumbnail sketch about your background.
Well, I come from a nonprofit background. For 25 years, I ran a nonprofit organization, and the opportunity came up to be head of the Chamber of Commerce, and I jumped at it because it gave me a chance to really enjoy Sandpoint and also make a lot of new friends in Sandpoint. It's been a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year. A lot of transitions, both for the Chamber and in town here, and yet there are some tried and true mainstay things, the summer events we're going to talk about a little bit later. We're going to give the folks who are listening, again, some are for the first time, an opportunity just to find out more about what the Chamber does. So delve into the history of the Chamber.
Well, you know what we found out, Phil? It's really interesting. We asked the Bonner Museum to really look into our history because we felt we were either coming up on 100 years or just past it. And in fact, the Chamber was started in 1920, over 100 years ago.
Wow.
And so we kind of missed the mark of celebrating the 100 years, but now I've just got to live long enough to celebrate 110.
Yeah.
We'll shoot for that.
Well, 110 coming up the pipe.
And the fun thing is we have invited Marcella Nelson and Jan Griffiths to be the speakers at our August luncheon, and they're going to take us back through the history of the Chamber of Commerce and some of the fun things that have been done in the past and what we have to look forward to. And as you know, they're, for all the listeners out there, they're longtime residents and greatly revered. So I think that should be a fun one. So if you can come to our luncheon, we would love to have you there.
Now, Greater Sandpoint, so what is the footprint, if you will, of the focus?
Basically, we are championing businesses here in Sandpoint and the Greater Sandpoint area. We go all the way over to Dover, south to Sagal, north to Ponderay. We include Kootenai and really try to give benefits to the businesses around here and keep them going just by giving them a platform, shall we say.
Yeah. And so there's, in addition to the summer events, there's an ongoing series of activities. You mentioned the lunch. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we have monthly luncheons that are held in the Marigold Bistro the second Thursday of every month. And I'm really trying to bring some important topics so that people really want to come and learn about things they haven't. I went back in the history of, Kate McAllister was a great executive director. And over 10 years ago, she brought forward some really good programs. And so I went back into the history to see 10 years ago who came to speak. And recently, at our last luncheon, we had the fish hatchery. Mm-hmm. Andy Duck spoke. Basically, we're trying to focus on what's really going on in Sandpoint and some of the real meat. And we've invited nonprofits also to speak and be a part of our programs.
And the monthly lunch is open to the public, members only?
Yeah, open to the public. We do have a member and a non-member price. But yes, 12 o'clock, Marigold Bistro, second Thursday of every month. And we invite anybody that wants to come. This next one, as you may know, we have a very important program that goes on called Leadership Sandpoint. And this program is a 2-year program. The first year, it's made up of 20 students, and they go through and they learn more about the town. They're the future leaders of Sandpoint. And what we're trying to do is groom them into being leaders and also make them aware of some of the gems of Sandpoint. For example, they go out and visit the schools. They took a tour of the lumber mill. You know, things like that that really put them in tune with what's really going on. And so our luncheon in July, they're going to graduate.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we're going to celebrate that. And we have 17 graduates, and they'll all be there. It's really exciting. Yeah.
And this is a two-year program?
It is. The first year, basically, they go through a learning program. And the second year, they're the mentors. They basically, they're the ones that watch the newbies, help them along, and, you know.
So the leadership classes overlap. Every year one starts for a two-year period, and second year helps out the first year.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's been going on for years, and is very successful. So that'll be kind of fun. So if you want to come support the leaders, the future leaders, and current leaders in our community, please come out for that luncheon. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's the one coming up here in July.
Yes, July 9th.
Wonderful. If someone's interested in participating in that program, how do they do so?
They give me a call at the chamber. Okay. You know where we're located. You know, I'm surprised at how many people have never been to the visitor center. We're on North 5th Avenue, 12012, just before you make that curve to go onto the 200 freeway. You'll see us. You should come in and see us. We have really done a great job of making sure that we're stocked up for the visitors. In fact, segueing a little bit to the visitor center, we are now welcoming over 20 people a day. So the summer is starting.
Yeah.
We're, you know, going on, and I have an assistant and also a summer assistant to help in order to have enough people to really provide the resources out in front so that I can kind of do my executive director job.
Yeah, but, very nice.
Yeah, so that's one thing that's going on. We also, Business After Hours is coming up tomorrow, actually. It's sponsored or hosted by Lexar Homes, and you know, they're right over here on 4th Avenue.
Right.
They have a beautiful office. You should really come by if you can. It'll be from 5 to 7. They're hosting it. They'll have great little munchies for everybody. And it's a great time to network and just meet other people. We have people from the chamber there. They invite their clients. And it's just a good time.
And that's usually the last Thursday of each month, or the fourth Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, rather. Yes.
Yeah. Usually the last Wednesday of each month we do that.
At different locations.
At different locations, because we want the businesses to showcase themselves. And so there's no cost for them to host these, except for providing a little food and drink for people who are going to be stopping by.
And then every month, in addition to the lunch and the after hours, there's your Coffee Connect, right?
Yes. Basically, the second Friday of every month, we have a Coffee and Connect from 8:30 to 9:30 right in our offices. And we invite our members, prospective members, and others who are interested in meeting other business persons in Sandpoint. Mm-hmm.
So a new business owner in town's listening, and maybe they're thinking about being a member. You know, tell us a little bit more about some of the other benefits of membership and how someone would become a member.
Basically, we do have, we're pretty fortunate. We're getting about two or three new members a month. And to tell you the truth, I don't know, you know, how they're hearing about us, so we must be doing something right. But people hear about us, they call us. They reach out through our Chamber Master website, and basically we just talk to them, give them the benefits, and the benefits are the chance to network, the chance to really be seen. We do ribbon cuttings for new businesses that have just come to town, because we want to welcome them. We want them to stay around. We want them to be successful, and that really is our mission, to promote our businesses.
Business seems to be thriving.
Yes, I think so. I think it's doing very well. We're, you know, we're holding our own, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's good. We've got a lot of things planned, and I don't know when you want to jump into other things, but we do have the summer sampler coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We've got the number of events in the summer that happen every year that seem like marquee events. You just put them on your calendar and you kind of mark the days and say, okay, this is one of the opening things of summer, and the sampler is always that. So that's coming up this Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday from 5 to 8 in Farman Park. We close down Main Street right next to Farman Park. And I have, let's see, I have 9 restaurants and 2 breweries and a winery coming. Pondere Winery will be there. We have Connie's coming, Barrel 33, Felker's, Little Taste of Heaven, Marigold Bistro, Matchwood, McDuff's, Schweitzer's coming down, Sprig Herbals, and Sweet Lou's. So they're all the favorites. Mm-hmm. People should really come by. And, you know, I was out and about yesterday, and I was surprised at how many people in Sandpoint still don't know about it, and yet they've lived here for a while. So I invite you all. It's open to the public. You come down to Farman Park, to Main Street, and you come to the entrance, and you buy tickets. And these tickets are $1 a piece, and then you exchange your tickets at each vendor's booth for food or drink. Mm-hmm. And the vendors can price their food or drink at anywhere from 3 to 9 tickets. So basically, maybe you buy 10 tickets. You spend $10 and you're able to walk around and get a couple of tasty treats and a bottle of water, something like that, and really be able to enjoy. And most people, then they make the rounds of the vendor booths, and then they go over into the park and sit and listen to live music. Mm-hmm. And the Blues Crew Band, provided by Maddox Farm Productions, is going to be there.
Oh, great.
So I think that should be fun and lively. It's going to be a beautiful evening. You said it's going to be 88 tomorrow, so it should be about 75 by 5 o'clock or 6, you know. So come out. I just encourage everybody.
So that's great. There's entertainment again. That started 2, 3, 4 years ago, I think, and that combination of running the summer sample at the same time as the first of the summer music series that Maddox Farms puts on.
Yes, it definitely is. And so I just think that it's just fun. So bring your friends, bring your spouse, bring your kids. You know, it's open to everybody. And we just encourage you to come down and listen to the music and enjoy and have a nice evening out. And it is the beginning of summer, really.
Yeah. And so then as we segue into July, one of the other iconic Sandpoint events for many years has been Beer Fest. And that's sponsored by, put on by the Chamber.
It is. And, you know, somebody has to taste test those beers. And so I decided it's going to be me. So we're having a good time. And it's going to be July 5th, which is a Sunday this year because of the way July 4th falls. You know, there's so much going on in Sandpoint for July 4th.
Yes.
But we're following it up so that everybody can just make a weekend of it here in Sandpoint. And it's going to be a 12 to 5 event over at City Beach, where we've held it historically in the past. We're able to do it again. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because we have 6 breweries and 2 are coming from Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
So we're attracting them from out of the area. And I think everybody is going to have a good time. And the other main thing that's new this year is that we've invited Little Munich Bavarian Foods. I don't know if you've ever seen their little food truck over on Kootenay Cutoff Road.
Okay.
They're right in the near Better Together.
Right.
And she is going to be selling authentic Bavarian brats.
Oh.
She's a great gal, and so she's coming over to do that. So you'll be able to drink great beer, enjoy food, and just have a good time in the afternoon. Also with live music, the Liam McCoy Band is going to be playing.
Oh, that's awesome! Can you give us a rundown on which breweries are coming?
Yes, I can. We have Bombastic, Matchwood will be there, McDuff's, you know, our 2 in-town favorites, Outpost, let's see, and Jeremiah Johnson, and then Paddock Spirits is coming with its spirits, and that's always been a very popular one, too.
Yeah.
So we have those 6 coming, and it should be a great time.
And that's at City Beach. Now, it's been in the past on the lawn of the hotel.
Yes.
Is it the same location, or is it over in the near the town?
No, it's going to be on the lawn.
Okay.
Again, Averill is sponsoring donated their area so that we can have it there again.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate to be there. And then Festival at Sandpoint, they're going to be providing the basically the sound possibility for the Liam McCoy Band. So we're very fortunate to have very supportive groups here in Sandpoint to help us with this event. I'm excited. I think we're going to have a good turnout. Again, I just know the weather's going to cooperate. So why not come down to the beach, get your sunburn? We will have tents, so you'll be able to enjoy. But 12 to 5, July 5th, don't miss it. And I think if you're going to be around for the 4th of July, stay and come the next day. You know,
yes, what a lovely backdrop with the, you know, the lake and the mountains in the background.
Definitely. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. And that's our other, you know, that's our big event. Yeah. Too, for the summer, to follow up the summer sampler. Those are our two big showcasings of the chamber and how we are trying to help the community.
Now, that seems to draw a lot of out-of-town guests. Is that true?
Yes. They come from as far away as Spokane to come spend the weekend. They come over from Montana. Just depends on what they're doing. Yeah. And so we encourage them to be with us.
Do you have a sense of the economic impact from past events like this?
Well, I know it's well over $1 million that we're bringing into the town by doing that. And basically, we think of it as benefiting the individual businesses, because we're hoping that by these businesses being able to showcase themselves, the people will have this taste, and then they'll start to frequent those restaurants during the week, during the summer, all year round.
Yeah, that's huge. That's an important part about the building that sense of thriving community.
I think it is. And we, you know, we have found, I know Lost in the 50s, they had a good turnout for that weekend. We know that the parade on the July 4th always draws so many people and draws them from out of the area. And I think that also with the fireworks and everything, people realize that Sandpoint is the place to be for that weekend.
Yeah. Wonderful. So busy week this week, and then fun stuff to look forward in July, and then on back to the monthly schedule of things, July and August. Anything special coming up in the fall to be aware of?
Well, basically, as you know, in November we have the tree lighting, but in the fall we're kind of regrouping and making sure that our businesses are ready to weather the winter season, to tell you the truth. You know, that starts our September, October starts our shoulder season. And so I think that we just all pray for snow. That's really what it comes down to when we're trying to plan these
that
things.
Makes such a more vibrant winter if there's some snow on the ground. This last winter was just sad that way.
I know. Yeah. But basically, you know, for the rest of the summer and the fall, we're just trying to make sure that our members are happy, that we're giving them the benefits that they deserve, that we're showcasing them. One thing, too, that you're going to see around town is that, I don't know whether you remember, but during Winter Carnival, we put up banners on the streetlight posts. Well, the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association said, Joan, this made such a difference. Let's do it again for summer. And so I'm in the process now of getting those produced. And so probably around the 1st of July, hopefully before the 4th, you'll see summer banners coming up, which will stay up all summer, probably till the end of September, early October. So I think that should brighten up our town with the flowers that have been just beautiful. We need that vibrancy, because there are so many people that come from out of town. And then we can show that, hey, we've got it together.
Nice. And what will the banners look like?
Well, they're going to have, basically, it's going to say Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And then flowers and the water and the mountains. Just a representation of who we are.
Very nice. Well, for those who are just tuning in, this is the KRFY Morning Show for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and this morning we're talking with Joan Urbaniak, the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, looking at a couple of marquee summer events, the Sandpoint Summer Sampler coming up this Thursday. And Joan will run through the details here real quickly in a moment, and then Beer Fest in July. Before we go through a final recap of the details of the events, any other thoughts about the chamber you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I just want to let you know that we've got about 350 members now, and it's a really good representation of the town. And we have really worked to associate ourselves also with the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association, because we know that they need that mm-hmm. support, and they've welcomed it. And so it's been really fun for me to get to know all of the mm-hmm. store owners, the restaurants, and everyone like that. And so I think that we have a real supportive infrastructure going on right now, and I want to keep it going.
Yeah, it's always seemed like the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association, the Chamber, which haven't always traditionally in the past coordinated really closely, you know, would benefit from doing more of that.
Yes, and so that's changed. You know, Lelani Williams and I work real well together, and I've gotten real good, as I say, I've gotten real good support. People came out to buy those banners for Winter Carnival and to really support us with the sale of mm-hmm. our buttons. You know, a lot of things that we were trying that were new this year in order to really get people excited mm-hmm. about what was going on in downtown and get people to come downtown. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main focuses.
Yeah, I do want to circle back, too, on the leadership standpoint. So the current second-year leadership standpoint students are graduating in July here. When does the next cycle start?
Basically, we have asked the current students this year to nominate, each one to nominate three candidates for us to consider. The class is limited to 20 students. And so basically, those candidates have been coming in, and then we'll be reaching out to them to see whether they're interested mm-hmm. in being part of Leadership Sandpoint and how they want to handle it. And then probably mid-July, we'll go out to the rest of the town and publicize it more to the different businesses saying, hey, do you have an up-and-coming mm-hmm. leader that you would like to basically to get this little extra boost of professionalism? And so we'll be doing that. And then the new class will start in September.
Okay. So if someone's listening and they're interested, now is the time
to call the chamber.
Their name in.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Any particular qualifications you're looking for in candidates, since it sounds like a fairly competitive process?
I think basically that it depends on the business they're coming from. And no, there are no real qualifications except to have the support of the company you're coming from and the desire to become more professional. Good. And everybody's always looking to improve themselves. Yep. And you don't need a degree. You don't need any professional experience. It's mainly about learning more about Sandpoint and appreciating Sandpoint, because we want to keep the leaders here. Yeah. We want the leaders to be part of the businesses, because it has the effect that the businesses mm-hmm. then are successful.
And in the program, they learn a little bit about the nonprofit world as well, correct?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main points. We have so many nonprofits in this town, and they're so great that we, yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, before we close out the interview, run us through the event times, the three, the after hours, the summer sampler, and the beer fest. Give us the details.
Again, business after hours, hosted by Lexar Homes on 4th Street or 4th Avenue. And it's going to be from 5 to 7 tomorrow night. Then Thursday, we have our summer sampler, signature summer sampler. So please come out for that. As I've mentioned before, we have some great restaurants and breweries and a winery coming out. That is from 5 to 8. So coming out for that. And then the Beer Fest on July 5th from 12 to 5. What better place to spend an afternoon than at the beach drinking beer?
Can't say I could find a way to beat it. Well, once again, thank you for coming on the show this morning, Joan.
Thank you so much.
And yes, you're welcome. And if you're tuning in and you've missed any of the interview and you'd like to listen to more, of course, as always, this will be available as a podcast from KRFY.org later on today or tomorrow sometime. So you can come back and listen to it in its entirety at that time. Tune in to the morning shows every morning at 8 a.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. I'm going to play a pair of summertime songs, and then I'll be back with a bit more of upcoming events. So stay tuned.